Well, after the 4th of July holiday comes postseason softball. Girls regional softball action getting underway tonight in the smaller classes. In 2A tonight in Region 1, Ridgeview is at Logan Magnolia. In Region 2, IKM Manning will host Sioux Central. Also in Region 8 in Class 2A tonight, Tri-Center is at Trainer, St. Albert at Underwood. West Central Valley visits I-35, while AHSTW is home to Southwest Valley this evening. Also in Class 1A first round regional play tonight in Region 2, Coon Rapids Bayard is at Guthrie Center. Also, Nottoway Valley hosting Grandview Christian. In Region 7, Audubon is home to Arweva. Adair Casey will visit Exira EHK. Orient Maxburg is at Cam. Woodbine at Bowyer Valley. Griswold goes to Riverside tonight. In Region 8, East Mills is at West Harrison. Whiting is at West Monona. Diagonal at Bedford. Nishnabotna at Lennox. And Stanton visits Essex tonight. Those winners all move on in girls' regional softball play. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association baseball rankings, the most recent ones released over the holiday weekend. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Prairie is number one, with Southeast Polk, Iowa City West, Johnston, and Urbandale the top five. Lewis Central is at number six in the big school poll this week. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption and Boone are one and two. Harlan is in at number three again this week. Seidel and Pella round out the top five. In Class 2A, Wilton number one, followed by Clear Lake and New Hampton. Trainer is ranked fourth. Van Meter is fifth. In Class 1A, Newman Catholic is top rated, with Don Bosco, West Sioux, Lawton Bronson, and Al Burnett the top five. Coon Rapids Bayard is at number seven. Cam also among those who received votes but didn't quite crack the top 10 in this week's poll. Gregory Polanco homered twice, and Jonathan Neese turned in his best start in almost a month to lead the Pittsburgh Pirates to a 4-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals on Monday in a game heard here on KJAN. John Jaso also drove in a run for Pittsburgh, which has won five in a row, all on the road. St. Louis had a three-game winning streak snapped. Polanco's two-run homer in the sixth off Carlos Martinez put the Pirates ahead to stay 2-1. He added a solo shot in the eighth for his first two-homer game in his career. Neese, who had given up at least four earned runs in each of his previous four starts, allowed just one run on seven hits over five and two-thirds innings. The relievers for the Pirates combined to allow one run over the final three and a third innings, as Neftali Feliz picked up his first save of the season despite giving up a run-scoring double to Matt Carpenter in the ninth inning. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Milwaukee beat Washington 1-0. It was Chicago over Cincinnati 10-4. San Francisco beat Colorado 3-1. Philadelphia over Atlanta 8-2. The Mets over Miami 8-6. And San Diego 8-4 over Arizona. Aaron Sanchez pitched eight innings to win his eighth straight decision. Josh Donaldson and Darwin Barney each hit two-run singles in a four-run seventh inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals 6-2 Monday night. Troy Tulowitzki had two hits, his third multi-hit game in the past four, as the Blue Jays won a rematch of last year's ALCS, which Kansas City won in six games. Sanchez has not lost since April 22nd against Oakland. He allowed one run and three hits and matched the longest start of his career. Sanchez retired the first seven batters he faced and held the Royals hitless until Chesler Cuthbert's two-out single to center in the fifth inning. The next hitter, Alcides Escobar, grounded out. Kansas City was able to tie it when Kendry Morales homered off Sanchez to begin the seventh, his 15th, but those eight-inning runs doomed the Royals yesterday. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay over the LA Angels 4-2. Boston beat up on Texas 12-5. Houston over Seattle 2-1. White Sox beat the Yankees 8-2. Oakland over Minnesota 3-1. Cleveland topped Detroit 5-3. One interleague game saw the Dodgers beat Baltimore 7-5. In other baseball news, the Tigers have placed right-hander Jordan Zimmermann on the 15-day disabled list with a right neck strain. Zimmermann was scheduled to pitch Sunday after going 9-4 with a .395 earned run average in 15 starts. He won his first five starts of the season. He's 4-4 in 10 starts since then. Jose Reyes is set to rejoin the Mets for today's game against Miami. His return to the major leagues following a domestic violence suspension. Reyes shifted from shortstop to third base during his minor league rehab stint and is likely to play there in New York, although current third baseman Wilmer Flores is 7-for-9 with 5 RBIs in his last two games. Yankees pitcher Nathan Eovaldi has been demoted to the bullpen after going 0-4 with a .920 earned run average in his last six starts. He's 6-6 with a .554 ERA this year after going 14-3 last season. The Indians have designated veteran relievers Jabba Chamberlain and Tom Gorzolani for assignment, while right-hander Mike Clevenger and lefty T.J. House were recalled from AAA Columbus. Giants right-hander Sergio Romo has been reinstated from the 60-day disabled list after being sidelined since April 11th with an elbow injury. The 33-year-old setup man had pitched only four times this season for the Giants. Well, Kevin Durant couldn't beat the Golden State Warriors in the NBA's Western Conference Finals, so he's decided to join them. Durant and the Warriors have worked out a two-year, $54 million contract that includes a player option. That contract comes a month after Durant and the Oklahoma City Thunder blew a 3-1 series lead to Golden State. The 27-year-old Durant is a four-time NBA scoring champion and the 2014 league MVP, who's averaged 27 points and 7 rebounds over 9 seasons. He led the Thunder to the Western Conference Finals in 4 of the past 6 years, including a berth in the 2012 NBA Finals. All-stars Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson were part of the contingent that sold Durant on the Warriors during a sales pitch in the Hamptons on Friday. Durant met with the Thunder, Warriors, the Clippers, Celtics, Spurs, and Heat before making his choice. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Mavericks have agreed to acquire Golden State center Andrew Bogut, with the Warriors trying to clear salary cap space for Durant. The person also said that the Mavericks are set to sign Harrison Barnes, who will become an unrestricted free agent after Golden State renounces his rights to clear enough cap room. Barnes and the Mavs have agreed to a maximum four-year, $94 million deal that'll be signed early Thursday when contracts can be finalized. A person familiar with the situation says tells the Associated Press that the Spurs have agreed to a two-year, $30 million deal with veteran forward Pau Gasol after failing to get Durant. He spent the last two seasons in Chicago, averaging 16.5 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists this year. Well, the Wimbledon men's and women's quarterfinals are almost set, and they'll include six-time champ Serena Williams and seven-time winner Roger Federer. Williams reeled off the last 9 games to beat number 13 Svetlana Kuznetsova 7-5 and 6-love as she reaches the quarterfinals for the 12th time. Williams wound up winning 24 of the match's last 29 points, finished with 14 aces, and had a 43-8 edge in winners. Five-time champion Venus Williams moved into the quarterfinals for the first time since 2010 by beating number 12 Carla Suarez Navarro 7-6 and 6-4. Angelique Kerber and Simona Halep also reached the quarterfinals, as did Dominika Sibulkova, Anastasia Palachovic, Yaroslav Shadova, and Elena Vesnina. Now, meanwhile, the third-seeded Federer has moved on with a 6-2, 6-3, 7-5 win over American Steve Johnson to equal Jimmy Connors' open-era record by reaching his 14th Wimbledon quarterfinal. He also extended his own mark by making it at least that far to Grand Slam tournament for the 48th time. Number 2 Andy Murray also won his 4th-round match, and Sam Querrey was a straight-sets winner over Nicolas Mahou after knocking off top-seeded Novak Djokovic in Round 3. 4th-round winners on the men's side also include number 6 Milos Raonic, number 9 Marin Cilic, Joe Wilfried Tsonga, and Lucas Pui. 10th-seeded Tomas Berdych and Jiří Veselý were tied at 2 sets apiece when their match was suspended. That'll resume today. The women's quarterfinals dominate today's Wimbledon action, with Kerber taking on Halep at center court before Serena Williams battles her next opponent. Venus Williams will be in action today as well. And when the Big Ten Conference created the Nebraska-Iowa Black Friday game, it was hoped that the annual clash would have division title implications on a regular basis. Now, this may finally be the year, according to publisher and college football prognosticator Phil Steele, who has the Hawkeyes as the favorite to repeat as the West Division champion and predicts the Huskers will be one of the nation's most improved teams after a 6-7 finish a year ago. The teams have yet to meet, with a trip to the Big Ten Championship game on the line. When Nebraska won the division title in 2012, Iowa was only a 4-win team, and this past season the Hawkeyes had already clinched the division title when they visited Memorial Stadium.
And, you know, you look at last year's game, while Iowa beat Nebraska 28-20, they're actually outgained 433-250, out first down 22-11. So there's been a lot of strange twists and turns in that series when they play. I enjoy watching it every Friday after Thanksgiving.
Well, Steele believes the division will come down to the November 25th game in Kinnick Stadium because Wisconsin's schedule, which includes Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State, will be too difficult to keep the Badgers in contention.
They do only have 12 returning starters, and with that schedule, I've got Wisconsin falling to third. I do think it's Iowa or Nebraska. Now, Northwestern could be a little bit of a sleeper. Remember, last year they did win 10 games before getting trounced in the bowl game. I think they can be a factor. So in my mind, the West does come down that season final when Iowa plays Nebraska.
In the five games played between those two since Nebraska joined the Big Ten, the home team has won only once. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.